Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Time to talk to another buddy of ours who's all refreshed after a bye week. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Baskin. Browns getting ready to play the Jets coming up on Sunday. Kevin Stefanski will speak in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll hear it to get us ready from the Browns Radio Network. He does pregame with Andy. He does postgame with me. In between, he does all kinds of other things and just is the prince of football media. He's Mr. Tyvis Powell. Hello, Tyvis.
How y'all doing today? How's everybody feeling? I mean, I know people were not Browns fans, but was watching Cincinnati and probably thought they have the exact opposite problem, but still a problem than us.
Yes, I think that's the case. Oddly, we haven't had too many people calling and cussing at us today. It's been kind of pleasant.
Look at that. That means there's light at the end of the tunnel. Just wait, though.
Maybe.
The week is long. The day is long and the week is long.
I'll ask you the same thing I asked Scott Petrak to get going. Bye week, and you tell me if this is accurate. Bye week in the NFL, you know, coaches always seem to want to maybe tweak something, change something, adjust something, whether it be scheme, personnel, whatever. You were there, you know, in the NFL as a defensive back. If you're the Browns, what would you want to tweak? Anything in particular as you get ready to play the Jets?
I mean, the biggest issue is the passing game. I mean, the run game has been doing fairly well. Obviously, the Patriots had a great run defense, so that shut that down. But you got to find a way to be more effective in the passing attack. So I think what you did was you studied what you did. You looked at your tendencies, and then you start running different concepts, the opposite concepts. You know, instead of running that drive seven or that drive with that dig, you run the drive seven. You know, you do things like that to switch up your concepts. I think the number one thing, though, that they had to figure out in this bye week is how are they going to get Jerry Jeudy involved? Because, again, Joe Flacco once said that he understands that this offense will go as Jerry Jeudy goes. And I think Joe is the person to gauge on this because he also knew if the offense went as Amari Cooper went, and that's when you've seen some of the best things happen. So if Jerry Jeudy is here to replace Amari Cooper, we got to find a way to get him going. And I think that opens up everything for everybody else.
What are you doing tomorrow before the trade deadline? First of all, what's going through players' minds, as you can understand? And then if you're the Browns, what do you think they'll do tomorrow?
I mean, it just depends on the player. You know, I actually had the pleasure of talking with Quinshon Judkins on Saturday, you know, just asking him how everything was going. And, you know, he's still excited to be a Brown and all that. And he's very optimistic that they can turn things around. So, you know, when you got guys like that in the locker room that's eager to try to turn things around, you know, that's good. That's what you want. I think you got to find a way to get rid of the guys that don't want to be here and keep the guys that do, you know, and build off of those guys. And I think that's what you do with this trade deadline is you find out who wants to be a part of this team. And you keep them. If there's guys that, you know, think that they ran this course and they don't want to be here, you get rid of those guys. Because I think that you want to keep the atmosphere and the energy as positive as possible. And you got to do that surrounding them by talented individuals, especially those young guys.
All right, good answer as a broadcaster, but probably you guys are hanging out on the sidelines. Ohio State, Penn State. So now spill the real tea. Give us the good stuff.
That's the real tea. He told me that he listens to me and he sees what I be saying on Twitter.
Uh-oh.
And he be saying that he thinks I'm a dog. He said he be thinking to himself, he about to dog us.
I just try
to be honest, you know.
All right. See, now you got the real stuff. All right, that was good. I wasn't expecting anything, and you gave us something. Good job.
You did say guys who don't want to be here. You think there are a lot of guys who don't want to be here on this team?
I do think that, you know, you've been a part of this Browns team for a couple of years, especially these last 2 years, then you understand, like, you're losing, and you don't want to be a loser. So you kind of be like, you know what, maybe I don't need to be here. Maybe I need to go somewhere else where I can win games. You know, it gets frustrating, you know, every week you come in there and you practice the way you do and you go all hard and then you get to the game and you're not seeing those results. You know, that gets frustrating. So some of those guys feel like, you know, if they could be better service somewhere else. Or if you're not getting utilized the way you feel that you need to be utilized, or they're not using you to your strengths, and you feel like you need to go somewhere that you can. So that absolutely happens in every locker room on every team.
Okay. How do you fix the passing game with a trade deadline tomorrow? Or can't you?
I mean, what you can do is you can try to find somebody that's got, you know, one of them young receivers that maybe signed a deal, but it ain't panning out or something like that, or somebody going in full tank or rebuild mode. You try to get those guys. I mean, you talk about Kevin and AB. They're always looking for young guys that's on a good deal. And, you know, obviously there's not a lot of people that fit that description, because if you got a good number one wide receiver, you're not looking to move off of him unless you're just completely tearing the thing down. So, I mean, you would have to look at a guy like a Jalen Waddle or Garrett Wilson or something like that, find out what the price tag is, and try to make that trade. That could absolutely help, you know, especially if you're going to have a young quarterback. And even if you are moving off of Dylan or Shador next year for another quarterback, you want to at least get that guy some weapons. So I think that it would be in their best interest to try to go out and try to find, you know, one of those wide receivers.
And one of those kind of guys, in my estimation, Tyvus, is certainly worth a second round pick anyway, correct?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. If you're going to take a quarterback in the first round and maybe a tackle in the first round, then you might as well use your second round and get a receiver that's proven, that's already showed that he can play on this level. I think that would be the smart thing to do.
But making sense.
Or you could take it and, you know, get a receiver in the first round, get a quarterback in the first round. Now that quarterback got two weapons, and now you with the you look like Cincinnati, but you with a defense.
There's a guy making way too much sense on the line, Paskin.
I'm done. I got to drop the mic on this. We're done.
He makes too much sense.
Not allowed to do that.
It's part of the problem. Can we talk about the offensive line for a second, especially knowing that there's guys under 1 year contracts, and what do you do there? And, you know, we sit around and we talk about, you know, who's sitting on the bench and Zach Center, and, you know, are we going to see more? Luke Whipler? I mean, I don't know where they are with this offensive line and if they're truly thinking about, you know, doing something with the quarterback position, and you're going to let the young guys play it out this year. I don't know how you could let one of the offensive linemen go in the next 24 hours.
Yeah, that's always going to be tough, especially if the young guy isn't developing. But, you know, if you're going back into rebuild mode, you know, if you're conceived to be, which they haven't said that. I mean, the reports come out is they're going to be buyers at the deadline.
Are you buying that?
Pun intended?
Yes.
I would like that to be the truth.
I would like it too. I just don't see it.
I guess we will find out here shortly.
All right. Would you buy it or would you sell?
Both.
I think.
I didn't ask you. I asked him. He's the expert.
I'm sorry.
I think that, and you have to continue to look for the future. You know, this season, it's not like you're going to the playoffs. I mean, it's unlikely. I'm not saying that it's over, but it's highly unlikely. So what you're doing is you're still trying to get these pieces that you can be able to be productive. You're at this point starting to think about moving along and trying to figure out how to be better for next year. You know, and a lot of people look at, you know, what Denver did. Denver obviously cut Russell Wilson and took the biggest cap hit, but somehow, some way, they drafted a quarterback and all is right. You know, you need to have something like that and start moving towards that, you know. And I think that having weapons on the outside, that's the name of the game. I mean, having weapons on the outside, I mean, having a defense and then having wide receiver weapons, because you got the running back. I think everybody can agree to that. The one thing that this team is missing is explosiveness from that wide receiver position. Somebody that can stretch the field. Somebody that you can get the ball to and he can just make a play. Somebody that you can put in that area and he's going to find a way to come down with it. Like, that's the one thing that this offense is truly missing. And that's why it's hard to look at a Dillon Gabriel or even a Shedeur Sanders when he get in there, because you don't have that guy that can go out there and help that young quarterback make plays. You know, if anything, it's discouraging to throw him the ball and it's not getting nothing happening with it. So I think that they have to find a way to hit on that. And like I say, I would say that they will be buyers. But like, when you look at the offensive line, you're gonna lose them anyways. So if you're already moving and transitioning to the next year or the years to come, if you're not gonna re-sign none of those guys, you might as well see what you can get for them. And then, you know, we love draft picks at times, so you might as well see what you can get for those draft picks, or maybe get a young player or a younger player that's on a decent contract that can be serviceable.
Tyvis Powell joining us, and you can hear him on the Browns Radio Network. If you're looking at this team and you're looking at the quarterback spot right now, and Dillon Gabriel has had, I believe it's 4 starts, and he's looked okay, not great, not bad, okay. I don't think he's made a big impression. What do you do at quarterback moving forward? In other words, you're going to keep rolling with Dillon? Will they at some point just decide, okay, well, that's enough of him, let's go to the next guy, and that would be Shedeur? How do they handle this, Tyvis?
I think that what you do is you give Dillon this week right here, right? The reason being is because he was kind of thrown in the fire, a situation where, you know, they made him the starter and he's still trying to learn on the fly. But the reason what makes this week so different than the other one is 2 reasons. 1, it's a very winnable game. 2, you got 2 weeks to prepare. If you give a guy 2 weeks to prepare and it's a very winnable game and he can't go out there and look no better than what he's been doing, now I think you got the answer that you want. And I think you can move on to Shedeur knowing, like, okay, this guy's not the future at the quarterback position.
All right. Can you feel optimism a little when you look at the schedule? Although they're 3 games behind now out of first place. Can you see any, can you feel some optimism looking at the schedule if they can get a win this week?
It's hard. I mean, obviously, the season's not over until it's over, you know?
Right.
You got to go out there and control every game that you can control, try to win as many as you can. I think that the problem, what makes it all look so discouraging, is that seems like Baltimore figured it out. The Steelers seem to have bounced back. And even as bad as Cincinnati is defensively, it's still fun. You know, you still got Joe going out there putting up over 400 yards and putting up over 40 points. So it's like they got a chance to win every week. So it makes it hard to be very optimistic about it. But I think what you do is you continue to win, try to go out there and win. That's the thing. And at the end of the season, if you win in many games, you never know. You might be in the hunt.
I'll take it. I'll be in the hunt would make me happy. But
in the hunt would be nice.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's 2-6.
Don't feel it.
We'll find out. Hey, no. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll be chatting with you on Sunday.
You as well. Go Bucks, go Browns, go Cavs.
Go Bearcats.
And Bearcats.
Yeah, well, always. Thanks,
goodbye, Tyvis.
All right, John. Bye.
Browns are on the practice field in Berea. Bye week, schmy week. It's over, baby. Back to football coming up on Sunday. Those pesky New York Jets.
Pesky.
I say pesky just in case they happen to win the game.
Or they own a pole somewhere in Boston.
That's funny. Make us all mad if that were to happen. And Kevin Stefanski's going to speak when practice is over. We expect it to be in the 1 o'clock hour, and we'll hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Don't do Kevigan.
You didn't hear the candy answer Menigan's. That he gave us. Did you hear the answer he gave about candy last week? Mayor, I should have told
that
you.
That Menigan gave us?
Oh, Mayor might be able to. No. That Stefanski gave about candy on Halloween last week. It was the
That's a
most,
critical football question.
It was on the Kevin Stefanski show as well, and it was the most.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's Kevin Stefanski answer I've ever heard about anything. You would say the same, Jeff.
Well, let me
you
hear
would
it.
Be there. Yeah, you got to hear it.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, I'll eat it all. I don't discriminate. Whatever it is.
Equal opportunity.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll eat it all.
Yeah. I can't, you know.
Yeah,
I can't. You know, I'm not really going to single out one candy because I don't want
to make the other ones mad.
Yeah, I don't want to raise up the level. I don't want one of the candies to think I think more of them than I do the other. And I, you know.
Yeah. Do you like candy corn?
We had this whole conversation on Friday, and I got ripped.
About candy corn?
On the afternoon show. Yeah, because I'd never seen this before, Jeff. Somebody on Instagram said, you know, this is really why they call candy corn. And they stack them up in a row. Have you ever seen this?
And they stack them.
It looks like an ear of corn. Completely looks like an ear of corn. And I happened to say during the show on Friday that I didn't realize that about candy corn. Like, I was just always thought candy corn was just kind of
sugar.
Looked like corn that was candy. It was really good. But I never once thought, hey, I'm going to stack this corn up and make it look like a real ear of corn. That sounds like a lot of fun.
You haven't answered my question, though.
Do you like candy corn?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting killed for it.
You can't eat too much of it.
Will you eat the pumpkin?
Eat the whole thing.
No, when they put the little pumpkins in there, too.
I don't like those as much.
Why?
I like
it's the same thing. It's just
like
a bigger
version.
I like
the little triangular pieces.
But does it make
two
a difference?
Two in your mouth at the same time, one on each side, perfect balance.
It's like you're an old fashioned baseball player putting a little chew in.
Absolutely, you gotta have the balance.
Two at a time. I'm a handful. I'm like 6-7.
Come on,
Mary. Most disgusting candy ever, or no?
That's why all of a sudden we have to call the squad for you.
No, I.
Baskin
I actually,
is spiked.
I actually like candy corn a lot. People,
oh, you do
crazy. And also, I would say this: I had a small bonding moment with Aditi Kinkabwala a few years ago because she saw me eating candy corn, and she's like, "I love it too." So I felt vindicated that Aditi
did
also
you give
likes,
her the candy corn, or no? Did you give her any?
It was over a video call, so I couldn't. But if we had been in person, I would.
Oh, that's fabulous. See, I don't know. Did you have a lot of trick or treaters the other night?
No,
I wasn't
around.
Oh, you weren't here. That's right. Did you get any eggs on your house when you were home?
I did. They got cleared up.
That's good. Did you have a lot, Merritt? Did you get a ton of trick-or-treaters?
Well, I live in an apartment, so we don't get trick-or-treaters.
You know, I don't think. Why not? Why can't you have trick-or-treaters
because
in an apartment?
You need a code to get in.
Why can't people stand outside and
get
put a little table
me,
up?
Kid.
Why can't you take a little chair and sit outside and hand out candy to the kids that walk by the apartment complex?
I mean, I guess yeah. I could.
Take
I don't
a little
know.
Chair,
My apartment
Merritt.
Complex is a little hidden from the
How
road.
How about a
so
little trunk-or-treat, right? Are you not into the trunk-or-treat scene?
No, but I did participate. A bunch of the small businesses in my neighborhood did a trick-or-treat for the kids earlier in the week. I did go out and help with the candy with that. I had fun doing
that. Wait, how do you help? You go to the store and volunteer to hand out
candy?
Yeah,
my gym was part of it. So I went to my gym and I helped hand out candy with the trainers.
That's cool. Well, for a gym, it had to be healthy candy, right?
It was regular candy, but the kids had to do like jumping jacks and squats and stuff like that to get
it. Oh, you made them. Oh, that's not a bad idea.
All right, exercise before we fatten you up with sugar.
That's right. Well, what? Or you give them the sugar first and then let them exercise. They burn it off. right?
Either way it works, whether it's before or after.
Did they do like the good candy or do they?
Oh yeah, we had like the Reese's cups and M&Ms and stuff like that. All the fun size stuff,
yeah,
like Snickers, right. Good stuff.
Oh, the fun size stuff. All right.
All right. Let me,
Jeff,
bounce.
Had you handed out candy, you would have handed out blank.
Each kid gets a piece of candy corn.
One candy corn eat. Could you not see that? Fella, that's a good looking costume you have there. What is that? Oh,
here you go, young man.
Oh, hobo. Fine. That's fantastic. Look, oh, you just jumped off the train. Here's two pieces of candy corn for you. Not one, two. Oh, that's something extra special there, son. And have a penny to go along with it.
Pennies are nice. Earlier in the show, Tyvus Powell was with us just last segment. Tyvus was
full size Snickers guy, right? Yep.
Tyvus was talking about some of those wide receivers who might be available, and you could trade for one. And,
no, I know of two Buckeyes we probably think of, right?
Well, there are guys out there. There's a piece on The Athletic right now listing Brian Thomas Jr. from Jacksonville as a potential trade candidate. Diana Rossini says that. And says the Jags are listening to calls on Brian Thomas Jr. I'd give him a second-round pick right now. He's not having as good of a year now as he did last year. A couple of those Ohio State guys. You know, do the Saints want to hang on to Olave during their rebuild?
No, I'll take him.
Do the Jets, who we...
Wilson, bring him on.
We're going to see coming up this weekend. Yeah,
you want Garrett Wilson? I want them both, yeah.
Well, no, don't get greedy.
I'll take them both. If we're going to be buyers.
I don't think you're going to get them both.
Well, why? If you can get two pairs of shoes instead of one, get two pairs of shoes.
This is the type of move I would make if I was trying to be aggressive and active. If Andrew Berry could pull that off. Andrew has shown the ability to trade for wide receivers. The Amari Cooper trade worked. The Jerry Jeudy trade doesn't stink. Jerry's not been phenomenal, but the trade doesn't stink by any stretch. He's been able to trade for wide receivers. He's not been able to draft wide receivers. Brian Thomas can play. Garrett Wilson can play. Jalen Waddle can play.
You know, if you find a guy like
that at the trade deadline, that would be a huge help to this team.
I'm going to give you the most Browns trade we could ever think of tomorrow. You ready?
Yep.
You ready for this one? What would be the most Browns trade that they would do that you would think of? Like, I didn't see that coming, and this is what they did. Ready?
Go ahead.
Trade Gabriel tomorrow. That would be the most Browns trade that I could possibly think of. Trade Gabriel.
Well,
how much trade value does he have?
I don't know.
Almost none.
Doesn't matter.
See, if you traded...
Like, if somebody, say somebody came in and offered you fifth, you'd be happy, sixth.
Well, why would you?
For a third?
You drafted him in the third. What a colossal waste.
I mean, yeah, but we've already put him on the field.
But here's the thing.
What does he look like now?
Well, but I mentioned this to Scott Petrak.
All right, somebody offers you a third. Are you trading him tomorrow?
No.
Neither one of you? Okay.
No. Andy,
you wash your hands of the whole thing if you can get a third.
No, I don't want to. Well, there's no need to wash your hands.
But tell me that isn't a Browns move. That's the kind of move the Browns would make.
I'll disagree with you on that.
You don't think, their trades come out of nowhere.
We've had a couple of calls today, and one of our callers nailed it, and I thought they were right. You know, you drafted two quarterbacks in the third and the fifth, so you didn't draft one in the first, okay, or even the second. First round, you're married to that guy.
Right. You're married to him.
At least
for a little while.
Right, that's your guy.
For at least two or three years,
yeah. You're married to him. You're not married to a quarterback, you're taking the third.
No.
You're not married to a quarterback, you're taking the fifth.
No.
You brought in two guys and you want to see if they can play. And I mentioned this to Scott Petrak, because Scott and I both think that they're going to take a quarterback in the first round next year with one of those two picks. It just feels too much like that from the minute they made that trade. Doesn't mean they will, but you got to find a quarterback somewhere. So the way that this plays out now, and I said, this doesn't feel right. Could you imagine this as your quarterback group next year? Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, a first-round pick.
And Bailey Zappe.
And Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yeah, Deshaun. I forgot he's still around, yeah.
And Scott said, that doesn't feel right. I said, exactly. It doesn't feel right to me either. So are you moving on from one of these two guys you have here now? Because, Andy, it seems, and forget Deshaun, it seems improbable that you would have Dillon Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, and a guy you draft in the first round next year, which maybe they're not going to draft a guy in the first round. But then who's going to play quarterback?
That means Deshaun Watson.
Well, that's... Say it again.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
I don't either, except guess what?
You know, I've been beaten down on
this. You got to have somebody.
I'm the one guy that keeps saying return on investment, return on investment, return on investment.
Well, the investment's already...
Or maybe the insurance is paid return on investment and return on investment. I don't know. Maybe that's the way it works out. If they're still paying him, he's going to... And the opportunity is there for him to play. Why would they go out and get another quarterback if he can go play?
Seen any blockbuster videos around lately?
There's one left, I think.
I think there is.
Is there?
How'd that work for everybody who invested?
Oh, you know, you never know when you need a video or a VHS tape.
Fred's in Maple Heights. Fred, did you try and call earlier?
Yeah, I did, man. How about Stefanski? Did he really say when it comes to Candy that, you know, it's not Candy's fault? He got to eat better? He got to do better? It sounded like he said the same thing during the press conference.
Wait a second. I need to hear that again. Sunday. Can we hear that again? Is that possible? Fred, you make me wonder.
I think he said something about trick-or-treating and he's got to get it fixed.
Hang on. Fred, hang on, Fred. Here we go. Let's hear him one more time.
All right. What was your favorite Halloween candy?
Yeah, I'll eat it all. I don't discriminate. Whatever
equal
it is.
Opportunity.
There it is, right. Fred.
They got to do better when it comes to candy. You're right.
You got to do better, man. Hey, you know, everybody talking about the Shedeur trade, but, you know, and who we should start and all that good stuff. But none of that matters, man, if you got the same mindset that stays in place. You can put Shedeur in, trade Njoku, switch out Nyman. But if Stefanski keep forcing everybody into his system instead of building around the player's strengths, you know, it's going to be the same old story. That's why this team, in my opinion, stays stuck. I mean, we got talent on the team. They're NFL professional players. So there's talent there. No real chemistry is what we don't see on Sundays. And we see a coach who just refuses to adjust, in my opinion. So
do you really think? I think on defense we have talent. Do you really feel
I'm saying we have talent on the team.
No, I'm saying that too. Talent. But, I mean, look, if somebody said to you, hey, man, do the Browns have talent at wide receiver? You would say what?
Subpar. Because I think, a quarterback, a good quarterback or a quarterback that can make plays can make his receivers better. That's just my opinion, man.
I mean, Joe's working with two great receivers now, and he threw for over 400 yesterday. So all those people that thought he was dead, they're just wrong.
But see, it's the system, though. That's what it boils down to again. It's the system that Stefanski has been bringing. He's been playing, living, and dying by it. And we've been dying by it. So, I mean, he refuses to swap systems and play the guy's scrimps. That's just the nature of the beast, man. I mean, like, what difference do it matter if you're going to bring in a guy who's good at right tackle, but you're going to move him over to left tackle?
And
what difference is you going to bring a slot guy in, but you're going to make him? You're going to try to force him to be a vertical guy? I don't understand it sometimes. That's all it is. To me, it's like if Stefanski could just play to guy's scrimps, utilize more jumbo sets, do more things to help his quarterbacks out when he knows he's behind the eight ball, I think we would be okay, man. And then you think about this. We still got Watson, and we still got, for what it's worth, and we got Shedeur. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see. So the best thing that could happen for us is that somebody can get on the field and some chemistry can happen, and then we can really see whether it was a coaching thing or whether it was talent, man. That's just my opinion.
Fair enough.
All right, Fred.
I think the play he needs to design is get an offensive lineman that can catch the ball so they can throw it off Isaiah Bond's head and it could bounce back into the offensive lineman who then is moving forward and takes it into the end zone. What do you think of that play?
That's funny stuff.
It's called the boink.
That's funny stuff.
Boink.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.